There's a Medrash Pliya connecting Noach to the Yom Tovim of the calendar. And the Medrash comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Noach that says, Shnaim Shnaim Boel, and Noach, that two by two animals came to the Teva, to Noach. Says the Medrash that this Pasuk is a reference somehow to the days on which we say Halel Shalem. And at first glance, there seems to be absolutely no connection, no correlation between Noach and Halel. What do the animals entering into the Teva have to do with Halel? So the Chidah uncovers the hidden connection. In Chutz La'aretz, we recite a Halel Shalem for a total of 21 days. 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, 9 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, and 8 days of Chanukah. The Pasuk alludes to all 21 days, says the Chidah. The words Shnayim, Shnayim, two and two, refer to the 2 days of Pesach and the 2 days of Shavuos. The gematria of the next word in the Pasuk, Va'u, is 19. Nine. There's a reference to the 9 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. And the gematria of the next words, El Noach, is the same exact gematria as Chanukah, 89. Evidently, Noach is correlated to all of the Yom Tovim. Our focus for today, for this week, will be on the connection between Noach and Chanukah. The Gemara records a debate as to when the Mabul took place. The assumption of the Mefarshim is that it took place in Cheshvan, continuing into Kislev, the month of Chanukah. So the time of the Mabul, according to how we assume, is the time of Chanukah, the winter months, the rainy months. While keeping safe in the Teva, there was a tzohar. There was a window, or a stone of light, that provided Noach and his family with a much-needed light from the surrounding world of darkness and utter destruction. The concept is quite similar to the Ner Chanukah, providing light in the home from the outside darkness, the outside gullus. The nature of an olive as ice is quite similar. An olive tastes bitter. And although it's bitter on the outside, hidden in the inside is the Shemen Zayich, Shemen Zayis, the oil that fuels a fire and illuminates the darkness. Nothing sweeter than the light. And for this reason, the gematria of Teva is the same as Zayis, that which has a bitter outside, but shines light on the inside. The Zayis is bitter, but the Shemen Zayis leads to the Ner Chanukah, and the Teva protected from the bitter outside, but inside there was a Tzohar. Similarly, the month of Cheshvan is also called Mar Cheshvan, a bitter month. But this leads to the month of Kislev, the month with the hidden light. The name Kislev can be broken into two words, Kes Lamed Vav, the covering of the Lamed Vav. There was a hidden 36 candles. We light a total of 36 candles throughout Chanukah. 1, 2, 3 to 8 is 36. There was a hidden 36 candles, a reference to the 36 hours of the Or Gunas that was available during the time of the creation of the world, that Kadosh Baruch Hu hid as the Or Gunas. But the 36 candles we light is revealing, exposing the hidden light. So Kislev is covering up the hidden light that's going to be exposed, that was exposed in the celebrations of Chanukah, from Mar Cheshvan to Kislev. Noach, who hid within the sealed and concealed Teva, emerges to a new world, a new life, filled with great light and potential. The name Noach, Nun Ches, stands for Ner Chanukah, as he emerges from the Teva, which, as we said above, shares the same gematria as Zayis. As a Zayis produces, generates the Shemen Zayis and a Ner Chanukah, so to the Teva produced to Noach and Chanukah, a new world, a new life, a new light. Now, adding on to the connection between Chanukah and Noach, the Avnei Nezer explains that the episode with Cham and Noach after the Mabul also relates to the story of Chanukah. The Psukim say that Cham violated his father Noach in two ways. Firstly, he saw his father's nakedness, and secondly, he spoke to his brothers about it. He sinned in the area of Re'iyah and the area of Dibur, sight and speech. Shem and Yefes, on the other hand, came to the rescue. They covered Noach's nakedness, putting an end both to the seeing of his nakedness and the speaking of his nakedness, explains the Avni Nezer. Klal Yisrael comes from Shem, and Yavan comes from Yefes. As such, Yavan had a big zechus and an incredible kedusha embedded within, behind all the evils and corruptions of the nation. In fact, the Greek language is the only language to which the Torah is permitted to be translated, expressing a certain level of kedusha that Yavanis has. Fast forward to the story of Hanukkah, when the Chashmonaim defeated the Yavanim, they extracted the hidden kedusha. As a result, the Chachamim instituted two mitzvahs, lighting the candles and reciting Halal Shalim. The lighting of the candles corresponded to the Re'iyah of Yefes. He protected the vision from Yefes, that kedusha, and the reciting of the Halal corresponds to the deeper. He didn't speak about the Father. That's a celebration of Hanukkah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the light of Mashiach Bekarov. Have a wonderful week of Freilich and Hanukkah, and a wonderful Shabbos.